From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new 7-passenger MDX. More information is available at Acura.com.
My father has always been zealously enthusiastic about Christmas trees, which is odd because my family is Hindu. The Yuletide begins with trying to convince my father not to get a fresh tree this year, and when that fails, making sure that he does not drive off the road and into a street sign with a monstrous white spruce tree in tow. My father maintains that if the length of his car is 11.5 feet, then he can carry, inside the car, a tree of equal length. His calculations fail to take into account that the front and rear windshield, seats, steering column, and passengers necessarily shorten the overall tree-carrying space. Strapping the tree to the roof of the car might mitigate this miscalculation. However, my father stubbornly refuses to expose the tree to the elements, remarking that only under the most extraordinary of circumstances would he strap his own children to the car roof, and that our tree should be accorded the same respect. As a result of forcing a much too large tree into a much too small cargo space, our Christmas tree, once upright, always tilts to one side. My mother is habitually mortified at the sight of the severely tilting tree, but year after year she unselfishly decorates our Christmas tree, stacking all the heavy ornaments on one side to create the illusion of balance. However, this balancing act only makes the tree's tiltedness appear more tiltedly tiltedious. We have reasoned with my father that because we are Hindus, we should respectfully leave the Christmas trees to our Christian neighbors. Unfortunately, the notion that higher powers might disapprove has failed to shake my father's Christmas tree fascination. Thus and sadly, the Rao family Christmas tree remains a frightening fixture in our home from late November through mid-January annually. And so, I am most thankful at year's end in spite of, or perhaps because of, our family's Christmas tree. I appreciate my father's love for all things festive and my mother's patience and accommodation of our family's quirks. And I try to be grateful that in this most tolerant of societies, even Hindus are permitted to trim Christmas trees. With a perspective, this is Sunil Rao.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.